welcome to Just Think the Podcast. This is Holly.
And Amy.
And Kristen.
And today we are just the three of us gathering together, inviting you into the conversation to just do a review of what's been going on, what's been happening in the world, what do we think about it, what do you think about it, and how do we decipher the truth from the lie? Because what we've learned is you cannot believe everything you see, everything you hear, and certainly can't believe all the clickbait, right? So it takes a little digging to find out what's going on. We've been doing a little digging and trying to figure some things out, so we're just going to give you our takes on what we think is happening. And we are never going to be short of things to talk about, girls, because evidently the world has still going mad. Okay, well, at the top of the list, let's talk about former president Joe Biden. We said since 2021, we believed there was cognitive decline based on videos, interviews, not just speculation. There were things, this is the thing that kills me, in full view of all America, that you had to make you go, he looks like a frail old man. Why is he running for re-election? He runs for re-election. Somehow, I guess they assume they can coke him up enough for a debate with Donald Trump. It is a disaster. It's uncomfortable. At this point, I'm feeling sorry for Joe Biden. I'm feeling angry at Joe Biden and family members for letting him humiliate himself in front of the entire world. And then the Democrats decide, oh, the gig is up. It's clearly out there. I don't believe they didn't know. I think every one of them lies when they says they don't know. They saw firsthand he is not capable. And so they installed, not elected, they never elected Kamala Harris to be the presidential candidate. She is put in his place, clearly is a disaster. She chooses not to go on the Joe Rogan podcast. When Trump did, she was invited. You know, I don't think she was going to win anyway, but she would have for sure not helped herself had she had to sit for 3 hours and talk about anything. We even saw the interviews that other media was doing of her. They were clipped down. They were helping her in every way that they could. So all that is to say, does anyone still believe that Joe Biden was not mentally declining? Does anyone still believe that we had some kind of a puppet situation happening over the Democratic Party? Probably do not, right? So girls, what's your take? What do you think about Joe Biden and his prognosis?
Well, first of all, the timing is crazy. So as of us finding out about his cancer diagnosis, y'all know that Jake Tapper, and there was another author, I can't remember the other one. Another reporter, have now written a book called Original Sin, talking about the cover-up of Biden's decline and how like aides were, they were trying to keep, they thought he needed a wheelchair this whole time, but they were like trying to cover, they were just a huge cover-up, which we all were saying for years. We have all watched this for years. When Holly said, you know, it made us uncomfortable, we've been uncomfortable for years watching him out there.
Oh my God. I just remembered the whole text thread that we went back and forth with you know who. Where she said, what do you mean there's a cognitive decline? Sorry, y'all. This is just, I totally forgot about that. I don't know how. Now we're just like, wait, what?
Do we have screenshots of that?
We have it.
Please let's post it.
He's slowing down. Sure, he's slowing down, but he's still fine. Well, it wasn't just her. It's the whole damn media was like, he is sharp as a tack. He is running circles around everyone. He is, you know, asking probing questions at every meeting and yada, 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 whatever. We all knew that wasn't true. Now they wrote a book about it saying, you know, now that the cat's out of the bag, they're trying to save face. They're writing a book about, you know, the cover up. And, you know, coincidentally, now we hear about Biden's 2 days before this book is supposed to be released. We hear about this advanced cancer that spread to the bones, which, I mean, Kristen, you're the nurse here, but from all I've read about prostate cancer is it takes years to, by the time it's in the bones, he had the best medical care, routine medical care. So basically what I'm thinking is that they lied to us, not only about his cognitive decline, but that he has had cancer for a long time. And even in April 2022, he was rambling on at some interview and he said, I have cancer. Mm-hmm. And they tried to walk it back and cover it up. And this has just all been such a effing cover up.
Well, speaking of, let me just play real quick since you brought it up. Let's play Laura Trump talking to Jake Tapper. This was in, probably the last 2 years. And Jake Tapper attacks Hunter Trump for simply saying what all of us with reasonable.
And then wrote this book.
Then writes the book. So just remember this jackass, what he did. Hold on, here we go.
What we see on stage with Joe Biden, Jake, is very clearly a cognitive decline. Okay. That's what I'm referring to. It makes me uncomfortable.
This is so amazing. It's so amazing to me
and try and figure out an answer.
A cognitive decline.
Well, you're trying to tell me that what I was suggesting was
I think
stuttering.
That you were mocking his stutter. Yeah, I think you were mocking his stutter. And I think you have absolutely no standing to diagnose somebody's cognitive decline. I would think that somebody in the Trump family would be more sensitive to people who do not have medical licenses diagnosing politicians from afar. In our 2020 lead today, President Trump's niece, who is a clinical psychologist, is calling on the American Psychiatric Association to drop the so-called Goldwater Rule, which bars mental health professionals from diagnosing public figures that they have not examined in person. Mary Trump says that psychiatrists, quote, know what's wrong with my uncle. And she says it's time they tell voters.
Okay, so that was a week apart. Jake Tapper not only goes after Laura Trump for pointing out the obvious, 1 week later says, oh, now President Trump's niece is saying that we should talk about his mental health and it should be public knowledge. Like, such a puppet of the left. You are not a journalist, Jake Tapper. You're an ass is what you are. You're an ass. And I cannot believe that people like him get paid one dime to do anything that is called semi-respectable work.
Yeah.
There is nothing respectable about Jake Tapper. He needs to go away.
I mean, all of a sudden he decides that all this should be investigated. All of a sudden he decides, oh, maybe I should talk to some key White House staffers and aide and find out what was really going on. So none of that happened from 2021 to 2024, like this whole time, it was la, 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 like, we don't care. He's fine. It's like, what is the motive here? Like, I don't know.
I do think the timing is very interesting. And, you know, just to weigh in on the prostate cancer, one thing that I've always learned everything. I mean, I know a lot of people that have had it. You don't die because of it, you die with it because it is so slow growing. Now, there is always like some random, you know, you never know, anything's possible. And with the jabs, I will say more has come out lately with more like prostate cancer, a lot of cancers, turbo cancer, but being more aggressive. So that is also a very strong possibility because we also know he took like 58 jabs. So that could very well play a part in it. But them just coming out now, they had to have known way sooner than what they're telling us right now. Absolutely. Unless the doctor was as much of an idiot as, you know, everybody else seems to be. Yeah. Just willing to baffle everybody.
Right.
I mean, ugh.
It's like they've lied for so long and so much that it's just all unraveling. Like, it's just, they can't, it's like a dam that's just breaking and they can't rein it in.
They overestimated their ability to control things forever. Social media certainly helped. And then they wanted to control social media, but then they couldn't. Because then, really, go back, Elon Musk buying Twitter was a game changer. Mm-hmm. So if they could control media, then they could keep the truth out of the mainstream. Right. But then they I mean, truly, that's why we started the podcast. We're like, there's got to be a way to have these conversations that you don't get censored. And it's not just about clickbait, but it's about honest conversation around the facts. What information can you gather and put together and sort through and figure out what's really going on here? And what really just, you know, I cannot hate the mainstream media enough. Like, I don't think any of us can. It's wild that they still exist. I think they should be put out of business because unless they're going to do honest, ethical work, which is to be true, journalists by definition, the ones who they don't have a dog in the fight. They just want to know the truth. They want to report on the truth as best they can find it. But now all we have is just, you know, virtue signalers and water carriers.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all bald and disgusting.
They're bald.
I mean, a dump. and dumb. Jake Tapper, do you not think we're going to pull up all your old interviews and be like, look at this asshat?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Just,
I think listen, that's the only good thing about having the mainstream media, because we can just call them out on their, you know,
it, I mean,
just them being idiots and lying. And they think that we're going to forget. I mean, come on.
Right. Well, they love to play the card of like, well, we just did the best with the information we had at the time.
No, can't
that's
do
just
that
the
now.
Way that they like sweep everything under the rug.
You know and I'm what? Like, yeah. You know what, Amy? And so did we. And we were right. And
yes.
They were wrong.
We had the same information and more information, and you chose not to pay attention to it.
And
anyway,
we're still 100,000.
They asked J.D. Vance about the situation, and I really just loved what he said. He like just summarized the whole thing, like what we're all thinking. And okay. So, Holly, I think you have it.
Let's play J.D.
His diagnosis. Yeah, look, I mean, first of all, of course, we wish the best for the former president's health. And, you know, it sounds pretty serious, but hopefully he makes the right recovery. Like, I will say, whether the right time to have this conversation is now or at some point in the future, we really do need to be honest about whether the former president was capable of doing the job. And that's no, you know, that you can separate the desire for him to have the right health outcome with the recognition that whether it was doctors or whether there were staffers around the former president, I don't think he was able to do a good job for the American people. And that's not politics. That's not because I disagreed with him on policy. That's because I don't think that he was in good enough health. In some ways, I blame him less than I blame the people around him. And why did the American people have a better sense of his health picture? Why didn't the American people have more accurate information about what he was actually dealing with? This is serious stuff. And this is a guy who carries around the nuclear football for the world's largest nuclear arsenal. This is not child's play. And we can pray for good health, but also recognize that if you're not in good enough health to do the job, you shouldn't be doing the job.
Okay. Amen.
Please, God, let him be the next president of the United States.
Yeah. It goes along just the same thing. They also hid the audio of him, you know, and that was very obvious with his decline. And that's just coming out, too. It's like all this stuff is unraveling right now with what's his name? Murr, M-U-R.
Robert Hur, H-U-R.
Oh, Hur. I don't know where I got Murr.
He was the one, just to refresh everyone, he was the one that interviewed him about, remember when Biden had all the classified documents in his garage, like all in boxes around his cars and everything. And so he was interviewed by this guy to ask him about it. And they chose not to, after his interview, he said, we're not going to prosecute because he's more of just like a well-meaning old man who just gets confused and doesn't remember things.
Yeah.
And, you know, that comes out and everybody's like, hello, hello. And then they made us feel like idiots for being like, hello, you know? And it was like,
he literally said what we'd speculated and believed to be true for 3 years. And he said it out loud after this interview. And then he got attacked and we got attacked for stating.
They never released the interview. They never released the interview.
He's not capable of being questioned, but he's capable of being our president.
Yeah. Right.
Make it make sense. Wow.
It's crazy, y'all. It's so crazy. But again, more lying and deceit, your sins will find you out.
Yep. No. And speaking of cover up, I don't think Holly and Amy have heard this yet, and I have been listening to it. I haven't listened to the whole thing, but Dr. McCullough, you know, one of our favorite, absolute favorite cardiologist, he just interviewed a doctor, I cannot remember her name, but she was got in trouble in Australia just for questioning the vaccine science and stuff. And so she didn't know what to do with her time when she lost her license or lost her job. So she went with the Daily Clout and she started doing, she was one of the doctors that was digging through the thousands and thousands of pages of the Pfizer documents. And she actually did the forensic part. She looked up all of the patients that were in the study. She has found so much information, but y'all, there's like just this huge cover up, like the science that they based like the 95% effectiveness, it was completely false. They have hidden autopsies. There were two autopsies that were not included in that. So that means there was more deaths. There actually ended up being more deaths in the vaccinated group versus the unvaccinated, but it was never reported. And these were like autopsy confirmed deaths. So I am going to direct y'all. I'm definitely going to have to put this in the Substack because I want y'all to see this and I want you to know. It's just one of those things, once again, covering it up, lying to your face, and making you believe it. And look at all the lives that have been negatively affected by this. Whether you took the jab or not, just look at what we've gone through with the masking and the plexiglass and the hate and division and just all of the things. And yes, we had to go through this to get to where we are now because we are seeing the light and we're seeing the truth come out. But oh my gosh, we could have done without a lot of that stuff.
Totally. Yes.
Totally.
And every single person that didn't get the jab, we all personally know someone who did.
Yep.
Who has been affected in a horrible way. I mean, it just is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's the thing, y'all. It's like, I think about this a lot. It was like that vaccine was almost like a metaphor for a bigger spiritual thing that was happening, which is that it's all that smoke and mirrors and don't believe your lying eyes, right? And it's like trying to control the masses with something, but the masses are waking up and realizing that they're being lied to and controlled. And it's like, as much as I hate that freaking shot and what it did, and I believe it killed more people than COVID, and it certainly made people more sick than COVID did.
Yep.
It represents even a larger thing that was happening, which was we were all being controlled and manipulated by forces of evil in the form of that were impacting our government. And the beauty of that is that those of us came together that were seeing it and we talked about it and we shared it and people's eyes have been opened. And I do believe there is a great spiritual awakening happening now in this country mm-hmm. as a result of the yeah. fact that their attempt to control us in that manner failed.
Absolutely.
And now the truth is, and we always said it would be, all three of us always said the truth will come out. The truth will come out. We'll be here when it comes out and we'll still be unvaxxed when it comes out. And what it's done to help parents get informed on, I mean, y'all, the MAHA movement is here and it is being effective.
Mm-hmm.
And now we used to get attacked for questioning vaccines. Now people don't look at us so funny when we say, yeah, the schedule is not okay.
No. Mm-hmm. Oh, and then one other thing I just remember because I wanted to point this out and I had not jotted it in my notes, but the High Wire, highly recommend y'all go watch that. But they did Jeffrey Jackson. He did a report on like the fertility and they did a study on unvaccinated versus it was the Pfizer vaccine. And then the vaccine that they used in China, which was it was not an mRNA, but they looked at the follicle health or the your follicles. And it was a 64%, somewhere in that range, decrease in the Pfizer vaccinated group and like a 37 or something percent decrease in the other vaccinated group versus the unvaccinated. And this is horrible. And remember when all these women were saying that their menstrual cycles were funky and all these things, and they were shutting them down. They even shut down a whole Facebook group. Where everybody was in there talking about their periods and talking about that and just saying we're crazy. And Fauci was even interviewed and he denied it too. Everybody just
took his
word for it, but not the women who are experiencing this. I'm sorry to bring his name up again.
No, it's just
the guess. I don't know where he is.
Yeah. I mean, he is hiding. He's in hiding.
I need ETAs. I don't know. Where is he?
I mean, he fell real fast from his glory. He was like on the TV every day telling everybody what to do. And now it's like, he's just scared to even come out of his house probably, which he should be.
I hope he never is able to leave his house again.
I know.
I'm sorry. That's where I'm at. I'm not wishing him harm. I'm saying you should have to pay for what you did to millions of people knowingly. No, because listen, if he was wrong at first because he had bad information, which I do not believe, because I believe he was the cause and tried to be the cure. You can't be the cause and the cure. I just think you can give grace for mistakes. This is not mistakes. This is diabolical crap.
Mm-hmm.
Because there were plenty of us trying to say, hey, you need to look at this. You need to look at this. And they squashed everyone that had an opinion different than theirs. So that means that they definitely knew.
Yeah.
They had a chance to open their mind and look at all the information. They chose not to. They ridiculed and, made everybody who did made us look, you know, they didn't make us look like idiots, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, they tried to.
Mainstream. They made us look like the crazy ones.
Yeah. Follow the silenced.
They knew.
Follow the silence. Yes. Well, and let me ask you guys a question. Did y'all get to watch the videos that were released by ICANN and the Highwire? Do you know what I'm talking about? Where they had the doctor who was talking to the vaccine injured. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, Dr. Peter Marks.
Thank you. Oh, did y'all get to watch it? I haven't gotten to watch it yet.
I watched some of it. I have not watched all of it, but okay. I definitely watched a lot of the clips because it was with Bree Dressen. It was in a lot of them. Kept bringing it up to him. And Dr. Marks just kept saying, well, it was almost like a broken record. She would tell him the same thing with more people having issues. And every time he was like, well, tell me more. We're going to investigate that. But I just don't understand. I haven't heard any of this. Like, it's just so... It's infuriating. And
did y'all see? There's a video going around that some man put out that interviews a hospital while his father's in the hospital, coming in with some chest issues. And the first questions he's asked is, "Did you get a booster?" And this was like, so he videotaped that.
Was this their phone call? Like it was recorded, the audio recording of it.
Audio, because he can't show their faces. Yeah. It's audio, and then he says, you can hear them say. He goes, why are you asking everyone if they got the booster, if they have chest pains?
Uh-huh.
And at first, you can tell the staff knows exactly. They're like, like, they're not disagreeing. But when he says, I've been looking at this for 3 years, then they identify him as a non-vaxxer. And then they turn on him immediately and say, we're done talking about this. We're done. Like, the way that he was treated the moment they realized he wasn't just a questioner. He was an interrogator. You know what I mean? Like, he was like, they turned on him. And they were, we're not talking about this anymore. But they were acknowledging that they knew.
They did. Mm-hmm.
The FDA even acknowledged. They ended up acknowledging it later, you know? And they knew well before. I mean, it's infuriating.
I mean.
We're not going to let it go. Yeah. We just got to keep talking about it. Until there's accountability.
Holly, it reminds me of this. I think I said this. I don't know if you saw it, but I keep hearing like, where is it? No, look, it's like literally 2 seconds, but listen to this. It's just.
Hold on, let me put my glasses on.
I talk to myself. I say, Kennedy, today you're going to follow Jesus. And by 10 o'clock, I still want to follow Jesus, but I also want to slap the hell out of somebody.
Me, every day I get up singing, I'm going to follow Jesus. And by 10 a.m., I'm ready to slap the you-know-what out of everybody.
Everybody. Just testing us every day. But you know what? Even though there's so much BS, it's at least we're laughing a little bit now because we're like, and we have the validation. Yeah. Whereas before it was like, come on, get it through your thick skull. And it's like, at least people are definitely waking up, you know?
Yeah, before we felt like we were climbing up a mountain because, I mean, we were not in a good place in this country and we were worried it was going to get worse. And I feel like at least now a weight has been lifted.
Yes.
There's still a lot of work to do, but it is, we can like breathe a little bit. I know one of the things that just came out that we haven't talked about yet, Holly, and I know I would love to get your take on this too, is like that, Casey Means
has
been nominated as the Surgeon General. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know, those of y'all who follow our podcast, you probably follow some people, but there seems to be some controversy around it, which is interesting because, you know, she wrote the book, Good Energy. We've been following her. We appreciate all the stuff she's done. But then you see there's like negative stuff. So you're just like, what's happening?
I think, I'll say, this is just my take. I could be wrong, but we'll have to test the time to prove if I'm right or not. Here's my gut instinct on that. Everything I've seen her do, she did not come into my consciousness until the last year. I have read her book, Good Energy. I've promoted it. I've told other people to. All I know about her and all I've ever seen about her up until she was nominated by Trump to be the Surgeon General of the United States, she's my people. Like, she is about, and this is what I mean by that. She is like, the medical system's broken. We're not healing anyone. We are putting Band-Aids. This whole system is served to keep people not living healthy and well, but really just managing their sickness. We're not getting to root cause medicine. Amen. Like, I have agreed with her. I've watched her in congressional testimonies where she has been spot on and articulate and science driven by her directives and conclusions. So I have no reason to doubt Casey Means. Casey Means is not your traditional pick physician of 35 years, old white man. She's not. She left, but she was Stanford trained, top of her class, and left after doing her residency because she said, I can't be in the system. So listen, is anyone perfect? Or are you going to find things with people that you like and don't like? Of course, people would do the same with me, but we probably agree on a lot of things. There's things about me they're not going to like either. I believe she's up for the task every bit as much as I believe Donald Trump was up for the task of being president, because they have a wisdom and discernment in specific areas that is necessary, though it may be outside of the norms that you are expected to have, right? Donald Trump wasn't a politician. She wasn't a surgeon for 30 years. Do I think she can run or at least gather a team around her to make MAHA happen for America? Hell yes. And I think spiritually, I know she's a spiritual person. Here's what I also think. The powers of evil, you know, we do not war against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities and spirits of the air. These things that are the unseen are at war because they want to keep our children and us sick and tired. Because when we're sick and tired and dying, we're ineffective in this world. We cannot fulfill the calling and purpose God has given us. This is the easiest thing the devil can do. So do I think he wants to keep us there and keep us blind and keep that old system going? 100% yes. And what I would like to say to people on the right now, even though we have gained more power and the wind's at our back a little bit right now, we are still facing headwinds. Some of you need to calm down. I'm going to say it. Some of you need to calm down. You have trained yourselves to be so suspicious of everything, rightfully so. I'm not going to fault anyone on that. We feel the same way. You should question. You should not blindly follow. But some of you are so hell-bent on finding a conspiracy behind every corner, you're starting to look like idiots. And
you're shooting the movement in the foot. Like, that's the thing. Like, I understand that everybody's skeptical and all this, and you can be, but like, let's think about the greater, like, MAHA is just taking off. It's yes. we spent, like, we were so united right before Trump was elected, but with this thing, we were so excited about how, where, and then it's just like, literally you're sabotaging it by, and yep. I understand you want to like question and all that, but like, God, can we just give it a chance? Can we just, she's going to do more.
Give her a chance.
Yeah. I mean, I
know that like everybody, nobody's ever going to like everything about every person. Right. Everybody's got something you're going to disagree with.
That's right.
But that's okay. And one thing that we applaud, you know, so I always hate to like say right versus left or whatever, but I feel like there are certain people. I mean, I still am like in the middle because the reason I'm in the middle is because I feel like I'm not extreme on one side or the other. But one thing that I definitely see is that one side always just sticks to the narrative no matter what. Okay. Yeah. And the other side will call people out, but sometimes, like y'all said, to a fault. Don't let this cause such division and hate and, you know, all of this again, because we need unity in this movement. And aside from, even if there are things that happened on the back end, I feel like there's a lot of things we've been going into, like seeing, but like, it's not enough for us to like share everything right here because I want to have my facts, my ducks in a row, okay. But you can try to figure it out. But at the same point in time, why don't we just focus on the positive? And yeah. She's a hell of a lot better than what we've had. Okay.
Rachel Levine was under that person, wasn't she?
Okay. I was like, wait a minute.
But either way, we are well ahead of where we were. So let's at least, and she does. She talks about root cause. She fought for the food. She's been in testimonies. She's been fighting for this movement. So even if there was some possibly shady crap or things that people don't agree with how it happened, because it sounds like somebody was going to be in and then,
Yes.
Hallie may have stepped in, and then Casey got in. I think that was some of the stuff that happened. Okay. Yeah.
But you're calling her out for not ever addressing vaccines as being an issue. She's more like food, big food and all this stuff. I'm like,
that's a start.
That's a start, first of all. And I don't think you're going to get anywhere if you go in saying you're going to wreck our whole vaccine program.
She's not going to make it through Congress if she did. No. I think she probably wisely stuck to what she did know. And remember, you guys, when we were interviewing Dr. Peter McCullough, at first, remember? And he said, you know, he was still recommending the flu vaccine. We were like, no. Now he has gone all the way to being like, I'm not sure there's a shot on the schedule a kid should get. Let's give people the grace to learn and to make their decisions based on actual science, which is what Kennedy is fighting for. He's like, listen, we've just got to have clear science that is not biased, that's not bought. And when we have that, then we can make decisions about everything. And like I said, Casey's been fighting the same fights we have. And I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt and the best shot to make a difference. Because I don't know I'm not sure who her haters are calling for. And I know we love Dr. Kelly Victory. I know her name was mentioned. We've interviewed her. We have great respect for her. She absolutely is on our side. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't say that Casey is in any way not a great pick. And let's be real. For all the people who said he's a misogynist, he sure has picked a lot of women to lead stuff. Has he not?
Yes. Yeah.
So, you know, but anyway, let's see what happens. But again, I want to just say, I read comments sometimes, like, I'll give you another example, y'all. Did you see that Kash Patel and Dan Bongino were in an interview with Fox, and they asked them about
Epstein.
They said, you know, a lot of people think he didn't kill himself. And they both said he killed himself. And here's why they said it. Here's what they said. They said why they said that. They said they've seen it. They watched it. They've gone through all the files, and based on their experience, they think it is conclusive. Excuse me. It is conclusive that he killed himself. Now, we all know that the videos went down. There's a lot of weird stuff that happened around that. But here's what I also know. They've probably seen more than the average American on the case. Now, the right-wingers are calling them bought and sold out to the system. How about maybe they got there, went through the stuff, and figured some stuff out?
Right. Maybe he did kill himself.
Maybe he did.
Dan Bongino especially, he's like, y'all. Because, I mean, I'm sure that on his podcast, he was probably questioning it.
I'm sure he was. Up
until the point he got this position, and he comes in, he's like,
"Yeah, he did.
I have read through it all. I've seen it all. Like, he killed himself.
Yeah.
You know? Who knows if Epstein could, I mean, with the cameras, you know, he could have easily, like, had somebody cut those off.
Yeah, or paid those guards to not be there that night. I mean, he would have had the means to do that.
Right.
My point is to say, if you get evidence that contradicts your speculation, change your freaking mind.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is where I'm just annoyed. I'm so annoyed with the right now. And I mean, those people on the right, they're like calling people sellouts once they get in position that maybe they have more information now to make better, you know, summaries of what they believe happened.
Yeah.
Now you're personally attacking two really good men.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm over it. Shut up. That's where I'm at. Shut up.
And one last thing, because I know we got to go. Holly's got a big fit coming up. But we can't not bring up 8647.
Girls.
I don't mean to laugh. I'm laughing at just thinking about, like, just the fact that Comey did this. It almost feels like, were they distracting from something else? It was almost so ridiculous and so obvious. What was his intention? If y'all don't know,
tell them what happened.
James Comey,
who may not know,
was he the former FBI
director?
Director. Okay. He posted a picture of a shell formation, shells in the formation of the numbers 8647. And I think his caption was something like, "Cool shell formation I found." And we're like, like, perfectly formed 8647. Okay. 86 is like kill or murder. And 47 is the 47th president. Okay. That is literally like kill the president, assassinate the president.
Also, I'm pretty sure he didn't find it. I'm sure he created it in the sand.
Yeah. You don't find it. Hey, I can get it if you got like, if you saw a seven, somehow yeah. seven
sure.
or a four, somehow it looked like that. No, you do not get four numbers perfectly.
He right didn't there. Stumble and upon 86.
No shells anywhere else. No shells anywhere else. Just
and so then when people started calling him out, yes. he took down the post and tried to say that apparently that had something, people associated that with violence. I had no idea. So I took my post down. Okay, you're telling me you were the former FBI director and you've never heard of 86 in somebody?
Idiot.
I mean, you've never heard of these code words in the FBI realm?
Nope.
You are lying. Again, just lying.
Lies.
And so now he's under investigation, like Tulsi Gabbard, like they're on him now. They're like, and this is like, oh, they're saying all roads are going to lead to Russiagate because he was one of the main ones in the whole Russia thing. And like, so this is like another domino that's like literally falling and is going to open up a whole can of worms. That was a really, really dumb post on his part.
It was dumb because it fueled the, here's the thing. Remember that scripture I told y'all in Proverbs where it says, he who digs a pit for another person will himself fall in it. He who tries to roll a stone, the stone will instead roll back on him. Honey, we're watching the culprits falling into the pit. We're watching the stones roll back on them. Roll, baby, roll. Keep on rolling, slam, steamroll. Every last one. Because justice is coming for James Comey. Yep. Justice is coming for James Comey and Anthony Fauci and all the other rats that got away with literally murder for way too long. And the fact that they're still walking around free men, I will not stop until they're not free men anymore. I will not stop talking about it. Because it's next level evil stuff that they've been a part of. And so how dumb of him to carelessly tweet out something like this, because now Trump's saying, oh, and guess what else? We got Russiagate information on all of them. We've got the receipts and the evidence of what they were doing behind closed doors. They thought they could hide and they couldn't. So more to come. I'm here for it, y'all. Let's pop popcorn and watch it happen.
I know, really. Well, and I was trying to look as you were talking because it also reminded me, I really wanted to play the clip, but we'll have to just share it. I've already shared it on our Instagram story, but who was it that was Sebastian Gorka?
Yeah.
He was interviewing with Politico.
Yes.
The head of Politico.
Yes.
And it was bringing up have we talked about this yet with Trump talking about the MS-13, you know, did we talk about that last episode?
Yeah, like, yes.
The tattoo. Yeah. She said it again, like said that it wasn't a tattoo. And he's like, this is what I'm talking about. And he started naming the names. Do you have it?
Hold I'm going to find, I think I got, I'm going to, I'm pulling up our archive.
It's really a good
one. Yeah, here it is. Here it is. Let me,
okay, play it.
Let me, hold on.
If you're a member of Al Qaeda, you're a
How do you know if that they're members of these gangs?
You mean the tattoos MS-13 on our knuckles doesn't help it? Do you have tattoos of Al Qaeda?
The tattoo did not say MS-13. I don't want to get into that.
Oh, of course not. It's just accidents that the four symbols represent the letters MS. This is why Politico is a joke. This is why you are gutter press and fake news. That those four symbols that just happen to comport with the letters MS and the numbers 13. Don't, in this case, represent MS-13. You're sitting here live defending a member of MS-13. I regret coming here, because this isn't journalism. This is protecting those who hate America. Shame on you. We are saving lives. Saving lives. How about Maryland fathers compared to Maryland mothers? Like Rachel Marin, mother of five, raped and murdered and thrown in a ditch. How about Jocelyn Nungaray?
People always want to say,
I wish we don't have the rest of that, but that's all the clip that we had from it. But y'all, yes, that's why you're fake news. What is it that these journalists are so stupid that they keep defending this?
I don't think they're stupid. I think they know. I think they're just bought. They can't. They probably want to. They have really to go home at night and they have to know the truth. Like they have to, and they just, their hands are tied because of the network. I mean, you can't be that dumb. really can't. I mean,
I don't know, y'all. I think stupidity prevails. I do. I have lost faith in people's ability to be like reasonable and wise anymore, like or logical. It's like the cognitive dissonance is real. There is something where you can literally
not.
Well, just like the doctor and the nurse in that video, that like the minute they thought, oh, he has an agenda, they just turned on him. When really they probably all could have agreed something's wrong here. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, what makes us do that? And I just don't want to be so, the only thing that I want to be loyal to is Jesus. Like that is the, in my personal life, my loyalty to God comes first. And anything that tries to go against that, I am not going to be loyal to. So the minute I think I'm wrong and I have been deceived and I want to say it. I want to go, oh, I missed that. I was wrong. Don't y'all? I feel like I want to be so open to other ideas and thoughts and perspectives and truths that like I am not married to my own opinions.
Right.
But it's like they are just entrenched in lies. It's crazy to me.
It is.
I mean, it's like literally Trump could hand them $1 million and they would find a reason why that was bad. And they
Well, he did. He created Doge and he was handing us back millions of dollars and people hated him and criticized him and tried to attack.
Yeah. He could find cancer. He could like literally be Santa Claus himself. Right. And they would find a reason to just say that that was bad or wrong. It's just they are so dug in and they just cannot. It's crazy.
Yep. The media virus.
Yeah.
Well, may we all just watch and learn and realize what we don't want to be and just don't be so tribal to anything. Don't be so tribal to anything that you can't use your brain cells to realize when you've been dumb. I can't. Anyway.
All right.
Well, that's our week, guys. We're gonna take a couple of weeks off. My baby boy graduated, so we're gonna have a little downtime for some graduation moments. But we'll be back in June with lots of good interviews coming your way. We're just getting our calendars aligned, but we're not gonna shut up. We're not gonna quit talking, and neither should you. So thank you guys for joining us in the conversation, and we'll see you guys later. Bye.